Viola Davis, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Gillian Anderson play three of America's most distinctive presidential spouses in the limited series, The First Lady. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans had a look, and he says the program, which debuted on Showtime, works best when dramatizing events out of public view.
The First Lady soars highest when it's focused on its murderer's row of actresses in its lead roles. Consider this moment when Pfeiffer's Betty Ford explains in a speech why her husband Gerald avoided telling senators about his meeting with a psychiatrist during confirmation hearings for the vice presidency.
It was my psychiatrist Jerry met with twice. You heard discussed in his confirmation hearings this morning. He met with my psychiatrist to support me, and I love him for that.
Or Anderson's poise as Eleanor Roosevelt giving a radio address.
People say no woman could stand the physical strain a man endures. Nonsense. A woman is like a tea bag. You never know how strong it is until it's in hot water.
In this conversation, when the Handmaid's Tale alum O.T. Fett Benlay playing Barack Obama tries to calm the anger of Davis's Michelle Obama over Donald Trump's election as president.
A black man can rise to the highest office in a land built on the backs of slaves, and it tears them up so much that they elect something like that?
You know, Michelle,
I want to be every single person who voted for them. All of them, I hope they get exactly what they deserve.
This is not America.
It is.
This is when the First Lady is most compelling, dramatizing scenes that likely happened, but we rarely saw in public. In examining the unique roles of three different presidential spouses from three very different time periods, the series gives us a detailed look at one of the most powerful unelected positions in American government. Here, Anderson's Eleanor Roosevelt pushes back against an aide, played by Jackie Earle Haley, who criticizes her for speaking up in a news article.
There is a way that things are done here.
You know, a great political advisor once told me that I should lower the pitch of my voice so that men would not dismiss me as a frivolous woman. Now everyone is telling me to be quiet.
The president's advisors think his
wife should stay in the background.
But such scenes also hint at the First Lady's biggest weakness, a tendency to hammer home points with a heavy hand. The series can feel both overlong and superficial, spending too much time on the character's early history while blazing past important later moments. And although the men playing the presidents try hard, Aaron Eckhart is seriously miscast as Gerald Ford. Kiefer Sutherland flounders as Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and Fag Benlay seems to be doing an Obama impression imported straight from Saturday Night Live, especially in this argument from the Obama's early days in Chicago.
Do you want me to resign and take up some corporate lawyer job like you, because I'm pretty sure you're miserable.
At least my job pays the bills, our bills. We actually get something out of it instead of banging my head against the wall, telling myself that I'm making a difference when I'm really not.
Sometimes in watching The First Lady, I wish they'd made three separate and better focused movies on each of these amazing women. Still, the series offers a lot of compelling electric moments. You just have to wade through some distractions to get there. I'm Eric Deggans.